The south side of College Station City Hall remains closed to the public, and the staff from the city manager's office, city secretary's office, and the mayor's office all remain in other city office spaces, and hopefully will return to their offices before the end of the week.
Okay, would you please tell me a little bit about the extent of repairs that are needed and who's going to be doing them?
Well, we've had an emergency restoration firm here since the waters were still inside City Hall last Thursday. And so they continue to have fans and blowers and dehumidifiers on our carpet in the south side of City Hall. So that's where the work is occurring right now. I think the next phase will be trying to replace some drywall and some floor molding and things like that. That should come after staff has moved back into their offices.
And is the work being done by city employees or private contractors?
Right now, the restoration work in terms of drying out the carpets and dehumidifying, that's being done by the contracted service, the emergency restoration service. The drywall work and so forth very likely will be done by our facilities crews.
So is there an estimated total cost yet, or what might not be taken care of in the city because work's having to be diverted to this area?
The initial estimate that I have heard is $10,000 to cover all the repairs and restoration. I have not heard an updated figure since then, but that was the preliminary estimate.
Wow. And it was a clogged drain that caused all this, correct? Like a drain outside in the street?
That's correct. The ultimate cause for the flooding was tree roots obstructing a drainage line near City Hall. And so that caused rainwater to back up very quickly inside an external atrium. The atrium is actually shaped like a triangle. And on one side, you have the city manager's office suites. On the other side of the triangle, you have the city secretary's offices. And then on the third side, you have city council chambers. So when that atrium filled with water, it spilled over into all three of those areas very quickly. That's how that occurred.
Gotcha. And how deep was it at its deepest point?
Inside the atrium, it was probably 18 inches, something like that. It was almost knee-high, and I know that because we had a couple of staff members go inside that atrium while it was raining, trying to locate a drain, thinking that was the source of the problem, when actually it was not. And so when the waters kind of exceeded the height of the floors, that's when it started spilling in. But I want to clarify, some people are misunderstanding that they think that 18 inches of water actually stood inside City Hall. That's not right. Actually, it probably got as deep as maybe a half inch inside City Hall. But it was moving very quickly and did plenty of damage just with that amount that spilled in.
Okay, so what exactly do you mean by 18 inches then?
Well, again, inside this atrium, it's an outdoor atrium, but it is bordered by indoor offices, if you can visualize that. So it's sort of a sunken atrium. Once the water reached about 18 inches, that was enough to start spilling into City Hall.
Gotcha. So it was kind of like a sinkhole. It was deep in there, but then it only flowed over about 1.5 inches into y'all's area. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. That's right. So normally, there may be a couple of inches of water, maybe 3 inches, during a heavy downpour, but there's a drain in there to let all that flow out without any issue. And because of the blockage that was near City Hall, that drainage wasn't occurring. So it just kept rising and rising until it got to floor level and beyond, and it had nowhere else to go, and it just spilled into the building.